Cardinals hosting the Cubs. John Lester on the mound for Chicago, taking on Carlos Martinez for St. Louis. And it's Lester helping his own cause at the plate in the top of the second.
Lester with a fly ball out to center. Look at this. Off the wall, taken there by Fowler. Diaz, no throw, and John Lester almost picked up a two-run homer. The Cubs, though, do pick up a lead.
Here's the pitch. Martinez bunts. He gets it down. Lester tries to shovel to the plate, but couldn't pick up the ball. Second base is wide open, so Martinez goes into second. 1-1 our score.
Jed Jerko grounded out to third, first time up. Jerko with a fly ball out to deep left field. And the Cardinals go on top. Jed Jerko, what else? A solo home run, his seventh of the year.
Here's Ian Happ.
His major league debut. It's a fly ball out to deep right. Sierra Beck, and Happ has his first major league hit, and it's a two-run homer. Schwarber representing the tying run. In the air, out to center. Fowler is back. Near the wall, he's got it! And the Cardinals hold on for a 5-3 win in game two of this weekend series.
So the Cardinals hold on to beat the Cubs 5-3. Joe Maddon will have to wait at least one more day to win career game number 1,000. Cubs 2015 first round pick Ian Happ had a memorable big league debut with a homer in his final at bat. Mike Matheny received a stellar outing from his starter Carlos Martinez, who pitched into the eighth and earned his third win of the year. Here's the skipper talking about his team's performance.
Really nice job by Carlos. Yeah, you know, coming through. He established his good stuff. He had the movement. He was controlling the zone, controlling counts, getting the ball on the ground, making big pitches when he had to. And yeah, the squeeze is a nice play and swinging it. Just an overall great day for Carlos.
You guys are kind of forcing Lester to make plays. Is that a case where you want to keep being aggressive doing that, just maybe the lead up got a little too big that last time, or have you kind of...
No, we're just... We're going to run when we feel we have opportunities to run, regardless of who it is. And, you know, it's always going to look different how you feel like you're going to have your best chance. And love how the guys did their research. They had their idea of what they wanted to do when they got out there, and then tried to put it into motion when we gave them the freedom to do so. And I thought it helped us today.
Is that something you think that tandem fan and Sierra can do too, regardless of who's on the mound, what their games is?
Yeah, I do. I do think so. I think both of them, you know, have that component of speed that it'll disrupt a team. I mean, you just see different defensive plays. You see sometimes different pitches to the guys who are in the box when they're on the base. I mean, that sort of stuff, you know, it's subtly makes a big difference. And we just got to keep them aggressive and get them on base.
Yesterday, Tommy was pretty candid about what he thought about his at-bats. Full pitch out of the zone, took through each one. Well, he's a guy who has been streaky. For him to sort of nip one, so to speak, on that, almost to say as much about what his development has been as anything.
Yeah, to me, he's just an interesting case in the fact that truly believe it's a vision thing, and he's constantly working with whatever he has to do to help him see the ball. And when he does, he puts things together and puts some great at-bats together. And it's nice to see that whatever he had to do to make that adjustment. We talk about adjustments all the time, where you're talking maybe where your hand position is or your timing for getting your load. Adjustments for him are a lot of times what he does to help him see the ball. Sounds simple enough, but can be very complex. But I thought he made a great adjustment, whatever he did today. And, you know, he continues to have an impact around here. And he's an exciting player to watch.
I think the bigness just hasn't hit Sierra. Or is he one of those guys who's able to embrace it and use it?
Yeah, he's unflappable. I mean, I really do think so. I mean, He's going to be tested. I mean, the longer you're here, the more the league's going to think they're figuring you out, and he's just going to have to be able to make the adjustments and stay ahead. But he's got a simple approach and a simple concept of what he wants to do. You see how aggressive he's going after balls. I think that's that's great how he plays defensively, and he's always looking for that base on the bases. And nice to have a player like that. And you know, he's got a whole lot more in there, whether it's power, grinding out at bats. He's got a lot to learn, but he's conscientious and he wants to learn, and he seems to have the capacity to take in the things the guys are teaching him and talking about each pitcher before they get up there. He's got an idea, but just a great kid to have around right now.
Bo's really settled in recently, rattling off 10 straight saves. What does it say about him that he's been able to bounce back after a somewhat shaky start?
Yeah, he's good and found his, secondary pitches, and he had a little more life on his fastball. And I think Rosie being able to do what he's doing to hand the ball off and keep things where they are, that's huge as well. And, I think they're a pretty powerful twosome right now. And it's just when you get O in those situations, he's going to find a way to get it done when he doesn't have his best stuff. And that's what we saw, I think, early on. And now his stuff's coming along.
The rubber match of this series is Sunday. Adam Wainwright on the mound for St. Louis.